Hi guys, I just wanted to say this is a bonus episode and we'll be talking a bit about The Walking Dead Season 2. We get into spoilers really quickly, but I just wanted to tack on that later on in the episode, like towards like the 45th minute or so, we actually start to get into the film The Road, and we do start to go into spoilers for that. So I just wanted to give a pre-warning before you get into the episode. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening, and yeah. And welcome to season 4 of the Unnamed Movie Podcast, starring one Douglas.
Hi everybody.
Damien.
Hi. Waving at a mic. It's always a good thing.
And myself, Andrew. And we don't know what we're really going to talk about because this podcast, right at this point, is a complete failure.
Yes, we have broke it.
Between the amount of time we've spent tonight trying to get the recording to work, microphones up, and the internet to be nice to us so we could actually talk to each other, we've wasted about an hour of record time, people.
Oh, nice.
So instead of the movie that we all kind of got confused about what we were supposed to be watching this week, I've suggested that
we meet everybody except Andrew. Right?
Hey, I wasn't going to cast any stones. No blame here.
Because Andrew decided to tell we all the night before. Yes. I literally, Andrew, by the way, I knew I was having a problem, and so I literally went to the video rental store and I was like, guys, I know you're going to say no, but just please humor me. Do you have a movie by the name of Once Upon a Time in Anatolia? The girl looked at me and said, bitch!
They should have slapped you in the face.
They did. They're like, what do you mean? We don't actually have good movies. What are you talking
Negro.
About? We don't have movies that, you know, are made independently.
Do you know where you are? Should have called the hospital. Had someone check you. He seems seems out of it, guys.
Right, so I guess it's best that we defer that episode for a week or so we can talk about it and I can vent my fury at Damien. But
everyone before,
since we're casting stones, we can ask who was supposed to pick this week and how long it took him to not pick a movie.
I'm sure I would have picked a movie by today.
Thanks. Thank you.
So anyways, on the topic of what we're actually going to talk about tonight, I was thinking, since The Walking Dead has been over for like 2 weeks at this point, season 2 ended, and we're kind of big fans of the show, I want us to take a moment to sit down and talk about the show as it's progressed, since, as Damien put it, it decided to rip off a Danny Boyle movie.
Mm-hmm. It did?
No, I thought that the Danny Boyle movie ripped off The Walking Dead. I was pretty sure that's how
time works. So.
I'm pretty sure if we go back to the archives, that's what Damien was saying.
All right. Of course it was.
So to everyone listening, if you have not watched season 2 of The Walking Dead, I'm just putting down the spoiler warning from now.
What's wrong with you?
You people have no hope.
You can turn it off now. Go and watch a show, all 2 seasons, and come back and talk to us about it. Or actually listen to us, because they can't really talk to us from an audio recording.
I do it all the
anyways.
Time. No one answers, anyways. Which I think is very rude.
They just all keep talking about what they were talking about for some reason, right?
Pretty much.
So, season two is over. At the end of season one, we were left with the crew finding out they made a horrid mistake by going into the city and going to whatever disease control place it was. And they've now discovered this farm, and that's where we are with season two. And it's all about Rick and the gang coming together with the farm group, which is Herschel and company. Damien,
yes,
you, I feel, among the lot of us, is the biggest fan of The Walking Dead, even during its dips and its peaks. What were your thoughts on this season? Like, what were your favorite moments and such?
The start of the season was good, and the end. In the middle, they kind of meandered a bit, and I heard a lot of people complaining, which I couldn't really defend. They spent a lot of time on the farm, and there was not much happening. But they soon rectified that after the break. They had, you know, the season kind of picked up after they came back.
Yeah, after the break, it was really much more solid than it was.
Yes, they decided that pretending that a farm in the middle of nowhere was a safe place was a bit ridiculous, and they had zombies do what zombies do, which is attack. And it put part of it too, it was there was too many people alive and happy on the farm. This is a zombie apocalypse, and having that many people, you know, they, instead of worrying about things that they're supposed to be worrying about, they were busy having conflicts between themselves about silly nonsense, which at the start it made sense because they were looking for the little girl, but after they found her, then, you know, the lead up to them finding her, there was just too much meandering. They should have paced this season better. But by the last episode, you didn't have much complaints. Everybody was pretty much on board. I don't know why I'm talking around you though. I'm pretty sure I just said that there's
full spoilers here. I don't think anybody can really.
Right.
The fact that you said that there's a farm,
right,
and that they find the girl. I mean, come on, that's spoilers enough, right?
Yeah.
Come on. All of this. If you haven't watched season two yet,
yeah.
And you're still listening, you're either a sucker for punishment or just plain stupid. So just
to let y'all know, the girl's a zombie.
There we go. One last time, please don't listen to this if you don't want to know what happens in season two. Goodbye, our timid little friends.
Right.
Goodbye, all two of you listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, the two of you. So when they got onto the farm and they were looking for this little girl, I had the feeling that, you know, the farm was just a stopgap. You know, they were going to get on this farm. This crazy guy who was keeping zombies in the barn, they were going to either murder him and trigger the zombies, or they were just going to leave him there because the zombies were coming either way. But they didn't do that. Not right away, at least. They had people milking cows and had, you know, this long drawn out thing that was pretty unnecessary. But the second they found the girl at the season break, things, when they came back, things really picked up. They had what's not Rick, the other guy,
Shane,
right? Shane's being an asshole ran its course. He could have only have been taken so far. He pushed the line. Everybody kind of saw that this was coming.
For you to get far from here. What'd you tell me to leave?
I know you've been planning to. Maybe now is a good time.
Is this about Andrea?
I'm looking out for the group.
You think the group'd be better off without me, Dale? Did you tell that to Rick or Lori? That boy would be dead if I hadn't put my ass on the line.
And notices. Now, you've been vague about that night, about what happened.
Otis died a hero.
So you've said.
A little boy lived because of what went down that night. I think you ought to show some gratitude.
I wasn't there.
No, man, you weren't.
But I was the time that you raised your gun on Rick. You had him in your sights, and you held him there. I know what kind of man you are.
You think I'd shoot Rick? That is my best friend. That's a man that I love. I love him like he's my brother. You think that's the kind of man I am?
That's right.
Well, maybe we ought to just think that through. See, I'm the kind of man gunned down his own best friend. What you think I'd do to some guy that I don't even like when he starts throwing accusations my way? What you think?
But how they executed that was pretty good. And the reveal in the final episode about how the zombies are created was a good reveal. That's the only thing.
Are created?
Right. So
right.
They thought that they were immune to the virus.
And well, not that they were immune.
No. They never...
Right, well, yeah. I mean, until something bites you, right? They thought that, you know, they were... Okay, but apparently they found... He explained to them that, look, the second you die, the virus is already inside of
you. Yeah, because actually that was... I was a bit confused for a while too because Shane came back and he hadn't explained it yet. And Shane came back as a zombie and I was like, don't remember seeing anybody bite him.
Right.
How did that work? And then it kind of came up afterwards. I don't know how I feel about that, actually.
No, but I like that explanation because the other explanation would be that they don't have the virus at all and it has to be
transmitted. Yeah, and I'm fine with that because, you know, you have a patient zero that had it originally.
Right.
And then, you know, go from there. And that makes sense to me, this whole thing of, yeah, you have it already.
But then...
you can't get it until you die, you know.
There's entire families that don't have it. Which would make... There'd be... For something to be this widespread, because they woke up and the zombies had taken over. A zombie couldn't have gone and beaten... every single person.
No, of course. I mean, you'd have to have... This is a zombie movie. Come on.
No, but I like that this logic makes... I mean,
but
as far as zombie logic goes,
the virus would have to have spread that quickly as well through some sort of contact. It's not... So you still have the I don't want to say inadequacies, but you still have the problem of how did it transmit so far.
Whether
or not it was that people had to buy it or it was that, you know, you sneezed on the other person.
Right, no, if it's something airborne, then that would make sense. That way, everybody would have it inside of them. And it's just something that's to be triggered, which I prefer that logic than, look, guys, someone has gone and beaten all of these people. Alright. We have guns, so... killing, think about what would actually happen if it's transferred by someone biting you, then they'd wall off a section, which they would have done, and then shot everybody who came close.
Well, clearly these folks don't know how to do that. I mean,
no, but
have you not seen the first two seasons?
No, but if everyone has it, and the second you die or get bit, then it is triggered. And that makes, because you wouldn't have been expecting that, right? Someone gets sick and dies, you are the last person you're thinking about.
Yeah,
that person.
Them. Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. It adds another complexity to it, because now, you know, everybody's good and fine, but when you start getting a cold, people are gonna be like, "Hey, whoa."
Right. Anyone that seems to be getting sick, anybody who's close, because Herschel, he's old, and so I'm pretty sure at some point, the decision will have to be made. We keep him, even though he's sick and dying.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just shoot him now and save ourselves the problem later. Which, I like that.
Yeah, but you see, here lies the thing, right? I'm not a big fan of that reveal because, like, the way my mind processes that idea is, why is it happening now? Why is it happening now instead of in the 1300s if this disease was always existent? And people were dying left, right,
well,
and
no,
center.
No,
it's
doesn't
not about how you die.
It always existed. It could be one that just broke out, like in any other zombie movie.
Like
you know?
With any other disease.
Yeah.
Smallpox did not
always I'm sure you watched Contagion. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure Contagion had to do with a contagious disease that just started. You know? I'm pretty sure that's what it's about.
Right. Everyone didn't. Everyone has it now because it's spread all over. But everyone didn't always have it. I think that's what he was trying to, right? You have it now. It is inside of you now. So if something happens, you will change. There's no exemptions, right? If you die, you come back as a zombie, which makes sense. It's the apocalypse.
We now need double the bullets.
No, you just shoot them in the head once while they're alive and save yourself the problem. I mean, that's how I would do it. And that's how I plan
didn't,
to do
didn't,
it.
Didn't the child shoot Shane in the head and then he still came back?
No.
Oh, wait, no, he shot
right,
him
he
zombie.
Stabbed
Shane.
He
shot zombie Shane.
Right.
He shot zombie Shane.
Came back.
Anyways, take him back for a bit to the farm and such, right? Because you were saying about a lot of people complaining about the show meandering. And I guess that is kind of true in the fact that, yes, it spent a lot of time on the farm.
It sounds like
but
an unabashed pro person for this show.
This is me justifying poor decisions.
But the way I see it was a show taking time to take a lot of plot lines to fruition. The Rick versus Shane plot line. Of who should really be leading the group throughout.
I vote Shane.
I vote Rick.
Holy shit, that would have been awesome.
Oh,
Damien just wants people to get shot for no reason. He says, "You're not doing what I want you to do there. Boom, you don't have a leg anymore. What you gonna do?"
No, it's the apocalypse. I was worried that they were going to have Rick be this pansy for the entire time. Refusing to do, you know, what needed to be done, right?
The hard decisions.
Right. I mean, Shane was a little bit too quick with some of the decisions, but
Shane's like, he stubbed his toe, fucking kill him.
There's not a lot of them that you could say, you know, he was going down the wrong path. He wanted to abandon the search for the girl and protect everybody else. Kind of made sense. He wanted to kill the outsider. That made sense.
What the hell you do?
Shane just backed off.
Why do your people have guns? Are you kidding me? You see what they're holding on to?
I see who I'm holding on to.
Nah, man, you don't.
Shane, just let us do this, then we can talk.
What you want to talk about, Rick? These things ain't sick. They're not people. They're dead. Ain't got to feel nothing for them, because all they do, they kill. These things right here, they're the things that killed Amy. They killed Otis! They gotta kill all of us unless we do
that! Hey, Herschel, man, let me ask you something. Could a living, breathing person, could they walk away from this?
Stop! 30 rounds in the chest! Could someone who's alive, could they just take that? Why is it still coming? That's its heart! It's lung! Why is it still coming? Shane, enough!
Hey, you're right, man. That is enough.
To save the little boy's life, he had to sacrifice the other guy. So he says, I would have sacrificed him. He's fat. He can't be fat in the zombie. That's rule number one.
Yeah, as he told us. So.
Get in shape now. For when the apocalypse happens.
Taking a cue from Zombieland, right? Cardio, rule cardio. Number one.
Yeah.
Dog, if you can't run the zombies, then you're...
But I'm sorry, Andrew. I cannot accept your utterly complete positive look on this show. I love this show, and this show is amazing. But
the start and end,
boy, that middle piece there. I mean, when it started, it was fantastic. I mean, I think even past the point where Kyle got shot was really great. But then, as soon as I kind of stayed,
right.
And I kind of kept.
Stain.
Yeah. It sort of slowed down to the point where I had missed two or three episodes before I realized that it was going, and I was like, I'll watch it soon. But then, as Damien says, once it came off of the break, it was back, you know, it was spot on. That kind of tension between Rick and Shane was probably the biggest and the best thing in the show at that point. The show had a lot of great visuals, a lot of great stories, but it meandered in the middle there. But I would have to say the one thing that nobody's really mentioned, and I think I'm probably going to be the lone wolf on this one, is that no matter how strong that beginning was, no matter how strong the ending was, and the ending was really strong, the latter part of the season, those last say let's call it 5 minutes of the last episode, I wasn't a big fan of. I wasn't too sure how much I liked this phantom savior.
Oh yeah,
the zombies.
ninja zombie killer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, clearly they're setting up another part of the story. And to tell you the truth, yes, it looks like it could make for some awesome visuals and some badass.
That feels too comic book.
Yeah,
you know? That is the comic book side, kind of bleeding over into the. I was not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Too comic book for a comic book adaptation. <I'll shut up. laughs>
No, but that is the thing. That is the problem that True Blood and Heroes fell into. You have a premise that is already kind of preposterous, right? But you cannot keep forcing the audience to go more and more. You can't say, well, you guys have already accepted zombies. So now you need to accept ninjas who have control over zombies. Right? With True Blood, I was on board when it was just the vampires. Mm-hmm. There were vampires, and then they said, alright, this guy can change into can shapeshift. And he went, that seems kind of weird, but alright. And then there was the devil, and then there was just more and more things. And at some point, you have to go, no, I'm not on board with any. I can't go down this road with you guys, because this, as little sense as this made in the beginning, now you guys aren't even pretending, you're just throwing shit. That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel grounded anymore in whatever reality they had created. And I'm hoping that Walking Dead doesn't go down. I mean, it looked weird, right? Why wouldn't the zombies that are on the chain just walk up and bite her?
Yeah.
Or him, or
no,
whatever.
No, you saw there. You saw it when they were there. Number one, she had taken off the zombie's arms.
Yes.
And she had taken out the zombie's lower jaw and tongue. So the zombie can't do shit.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, I don't remember the lower jaw part.
Right,
I just remember the arms. But
right,
even then, right, if I was a zombie and I really wanted to eat, which I'm pretty sure zombies want to do, I would just cock my head up like this and snap straight into her so that my top teeth would get some blood. And that's still possible, right? I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think. Maybe I'm trying to make sure that I'm not mixing this show up with some other zombie property. But was there any point during the season that they showed that zombies were sort of learning?
No.
I don't think so.
No. No, they're stupid zombies.
All right. No, because I felt like maybe there was a point, but I can't remember right now. No. And that would kind of prove why these zombies were like, all right, we're screwed. And they just,
stand behind there. I prefer that not happen. Because that seems sets a dangerous precedent. If you start having them learn now, then later on you're going to have some super zombie with a suit and tie that are controlling other zombies around him. And that, no. Absolutely not.
I tend to agree with Mr. White here. But actually, I want to go back to the end of the season and just one last comment. I really can't tell. I can't tell if it is that I've gotten used to Rick being a pussy or if it is that the guy who plays Rick just can't do it. But I didn't believe him when he said it was a Ricktatorship.
So right now, internet, we're copywriting that. This is a Ricktatorship.
I didn't. When he started getting all, I killed my friend for you, and you can do whatever you want, but you gotta leave, and there's no more no more democracy and all that foolishness. It just wasn't. I didn't feel the passion enough from him. Maybe as like season three goes on, or no? Yeah, we're in season two, just finished, right? So maybe as season three goes on, I'll either get used to it or he'll show me that yes, this is how it is, and you got to deal with that bitch or whatever. But like, it didn't. It seemed forced. And it just didn't seem real to me. But that's like only a minor thing. And it's kind of like that bad taste in your mouth after you've got a great meal, which is what really we got with this show.
So I agree with you kind of, because I wasn't really paying too hard about the believability of Rick pulling off that performance. But so much as my frustration in the fact that the show spent so long, the entire season two, playing up the Rick versus Shane approach, and
yeah,
the
and then no, all
Shane,
of a sudden,
they made that decision to let Rick win and lead the group to only have Rick become Shane.
Yeah,
that felt like a waste of time, to be honest. Like, why not just have Shane win the fight, and then we'd all know from the get-go, holy shit, we be fucked. This group is going to be just completely... No.
Well, the truth of the matter is, unless something really has gone off in his head, he's not going to be Shane.
Right.
He's still going to be, you know, reasonable. He's just... I think he's just going to take less shit from people, isn't
right. This had to happen. He was still pretending that, you know, he could find some place where everyone would be safe, and he could raise his son and his unborn child and keep his wife safe and find some humanity in this world. And what the world is showing him is that that is a silly dream to have. And you have to you cannot be the same old Rick and expect to keep people safe. The only way to keep anyone safe is to be proactive and to be steadfast and make the decisions that, you know, no one else wants to make. But he's not going to go all the way Shane, because he's still a reasonable person and he still considers people's feelings. He only made that point to show everybody that, look, you guys are all here because of me. You guys are following me because you believe I can protect you. So if you are going to constantly have to have these arguments and back and forth, then it's easier than you just find your own way. Or if you're going to stay with him, then you're going to have to, you know, bend to those rules. Or you can go
bend
find Ninja Lady in the forest, which... I hope they have that and then they just move on next season. They just
I know exactly what's gonna happen.
I know.
You know it's gonna be like Lost, where there's two separate smoke monster people thing, and yo, can't deal with that shit.
But at least they gave
have you been watching
seasons.
Lost, Douglas?
No, not really. I think I've watched maybe the first 10 episodes, somewhere around there.
And you gave up?
I've given up.
Yeah. I wouldn't give up.
Oh, I just wanted to know if it was a case of you being like, oh, I just haven't watched it anymore, or you just have decided you don't like it.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I had a problem with my cloud drive, and so I need to get that back up and running properly. But
it's all on Netflix, by the way.
I know it's all on Netflix, but I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle now. I love that show. I finished watching the first two seasons of Archer. Unfortunately, the thing I hate about Netflix, it doesn't have up-to-date episodes, so this season hasn't come on yet.
Oh,
that's how it works.
I know.
You need Hulu.
I need
for
Hulu,
up-to-date.
But I also need an American credit card.
Maybe, guys, we should just move to America.
We should.
Absolutely.
Actually, Douglas, I'm pretty sure you can access Hulu without a problem, and the current season is usually available for free.
I'm telling you for a fact now, Andrew.
Okay.
We've been down this road.
We've been down this road. It doesn't work. What I can do is, with my workaround, I can see, I think it's the last 3 episodes on the website itself, but I can't actually pay for Hulu Plus without an American credit card. And Hulu
I've
Plus
read
is
that
where you get all of the
Hulu Plus. I've heard that the Hulu Plus PS3 doesn't give you all the content though, which sucks.
Really?
Which is why I haven't bothered to do it.
What kind of bullshit is that? That's bullshit.
More bullshit rights crap.
No,
that's foolishness.
God damn it. If you can...
It is bullshit.
What's the difference between your rights and the PS3?
Look, the PS3 can be seen on your television. And Hulu would prefer
and so,
you.
So wait. No, so I can't connect my computer to the television. I'm sorry.
As far as they're concerned,
it is a stupid distinction, but that is the distinction that they have made.
Jesus.
They go, look, guys... It's silly, but what are you going to do?
I'm going to, what's the word? Appeal to their sense of reason.
Okay. Many
are
have
you
tried.
Going to use a very big checkbook?
Yeah. I'm rich, bitch.
Anyways, back to The Walking Dead for a bit. I wanted to talk about a few of the other plot lines that were going on throughout the show, throughout the season. There was the pretty much waste of time storyline of Glenn and what's the girl's name? Maggie?
Everybody likes to see a love story. Come on. No, I'm serious.
one plot line, which was kind of short, but I really dug was the story of Daryl. Daryl. And
He's red.
Coming.
Oh, yeah. The only good character left
by
on the show.
By the way, I'm still waiting for his brother to pop up out of nowhere.
He did.
No, he did. He came up in a fever
no,
dream.
No, he did not.
I told him, get your ass up.
A fever dream.
It's an awesome fever dream.
Why don't you pull that arrow out, dummy? It could bind your wound better.
Merle.
What's going on here? You taking a siesta or something?
A shitty day, bro.
Like me to get your pillow? Maybe rub your feet?
Screw you.
You're the one screwed from the looks of it. All them years I spent trying to make a man of you. This is what I get? Look at you. Lying in the dirt like a used rubber. You're gonna die out here, little brother. And for what?
Girl. I lost a little girl.
So you got a thing for little girls now?
Shut up.
Because I noticed you ain't out looking for old Merle no more.
Trying like hell to find you, bro.
Like hell you did. You split, man. Lit out first chance you got.
You lit out. All you had to do was wait. We were back for you. Rick and I. you right by him.
This the same Rick that cuffed me to the rooftop in the first place? Forced me to cut off my own hand. Is this who we're talking about here? You his bitch now?
I ain't nobody's bitch.
You're a joke is what you are. Playing errand boy to a bunch of pansy asses, niggers, and Democrats. You're nothing but a freak to them. Redneck trash. That's all you are. Yeah, they're laughing at you behind your back. You know that, don't you? I got one news for you, son. One of these days, they're gonna scrape you off their heels like you was dog shit.
I think the best part of The Walking Dead was that it made me realize how much I miss Terriers. Because...
yeah, that was that one episode.
There was one episode with that guy from Terriers.
And it was awesome.
And it was amazing. And he got his ass killed in 5 seconds. And that was fantastic, by the way.
Was I alone in the fact that during that episode, I was like, please take him in. Please make him a part of the group. And
No.
I can have
everybody know. Did you not see the way that he walked?
Exactly.
The confidence, you knew he was too badass.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, boy. That was something.
But, alright, you guys talked about the strength of the final episode of the show, but I actually took a lot of problems with it because I, as you guys might have noticed throughout us talking, I enjoyed the meandering drama of, oh shit, we're on a farm and we can now have a love story. We can now have our redneck become exponentially awesome. We have the group searching for this little girl and we have the Shane versus Rick tension going on. And within the span of around an hour, like from the last 10 minutes of the episode before and the rest of the last episode, they literally filmed a Resident Evil movie and just had gunfights that weren't interesting at all. And as you said, Damien, introduced the ninja lady, which showed absolutely nothing of interest other than, oh shit, we have a ninja now. And then of course my complaint with the why kill Shane if Rick is just going to become Shane. And yeah, you guys might be right that of course he's not going to go 100% Shane, and it might just be a persona he's putting on because he feels he needs to dominate the group because of what came before, the Shane tension that came before. But I just felt like it happened way too quickly in the series. Like they could have found.
No, I agree completely. that was much too quick of a transition, and I think that's even though I haven't said it, I think that's probably the biggest reason that I didn't like that piece of the episode. But Andrew, to tell you the truth, wait, I was gonna say something, because what the way that you described the last few episodes. That you didn't like so much sounds to me like you just wanted you just didn't want him to leave the farm. You wanted
right.
that
you want Mad Men,
you know,
instead of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, so you have to realize that this is a zombie show,
right?
And
that is what everyone else came to the show for.
Exactly. If you're watching a zombie show, please expect zombies. Don't expect a melodrama where Glenn and Maggie get to have their babies
right.
and raise them on the farm. No,
right.
that's not how it works.
Having them have
all
sex
right?
in the field, on a bed of flowers. Andrew, no.
There is no utopia. There is no zombie-free
There's
zone.
There's a
Ricktopia.
How many more things can we put Rick in?
Oh, so good.
So yeah, I kind of share your hesitancies on specifically the last episode, only for two main reasons. And I've said it before, the ninja and the dictatorship, and everything else I think is, I mean, superbly done. Even the meandering, I can forgive it, because it wasn't horrible. It was still pretty
right.
decent, but it really kind of it slowed down the pace, which, I mean, people like you, Mad Men lovers, would agree is where it needs to be, but it...
I didn't come for the melodrama.
Yeah, it didn't... and I'm not saying every episode needs to be...
the final episode, right. There has to be some build-up.
Yeah. They need to find that... They need to find that in between. And what they did, I think, was... In the middle there, they kind of skewed a little bit too much towards the easygoing piece of it. And I guess maybe you could argue that to the end there, they skewed a little bit too much of the action. I actually think that they did a really good job of building up to the end. And so I really like that. But I just hope that they're able to kind of toe that line a little bit better next season.
All right, so that's a really valid point, but I want to bring up one side thought. I've recently been watching a lot of old TED Talks. And
because those are on Netflix now.
Yes.
App. Just so you know, there's an app for your phone.
I know there is a TED app, and I have it on my phone. Okay. But I saw a lot of them pop up on Netflix, and I'm like, hey, let me go and watch some of these older ones that I haven't had the time to watch because I don't really search them out. And I watched this one with J.J. Abrams, and he was talking about what he loved about films and what he loved about stories. And he ended up discussing Jaws for a little bit. And he was talking about how, you know, everyone loved Jaws because of the shark. But that's not really that's true and not completely true at the same time. What made Jaws such an amazing movie was the characters that came with it and the drama that came with it. Yes, every so many minutes we found out, oh shit, there's a shark over in the corner. But we would have just laughed at it if it wasn't for the fact that we cared for these characters. And he made the point to the end that when movies come around and they become the Jaws remake or the Jaws ripoff, that people need to stop wanting to just say, just want to rip off the shark, that they really need to end up ripping off the characters as well. They need to realize that we have to care for these characters. And that's what I'm kind of trying to say towards The Walking Dead, that yes, it is a zombie story and a zombie TV show, and yes, every 5 minutes in the corner we need a reminder that the zombies exist and we need to be scared out of our fucking minds. But the meandering melodrama is what makes us care for these characters, which is why I'm, I guess, such a proponent of it.
Yeah, but Andrew, it is a zombie show first. If they wanted it to be a zombie show second, then they wouldn't have made that first episode that way. They wouldn't have ripped off Danny Boyle. Alright? You have to... Andrew, I understand that they have to build up the characters, and they have, but there has to be a better way to do it. Having them sit on a farm for 8-9 episodes doing absolutely nothing and complaining about, you know, who's pregnant and who this and who... Nobody cares. Right? Sure, you care, but that is why that was such a common complaint. It would not have been... Look, if you want drama, there's Downton Abbey for you to watch. Right?
Which I've never watched.
And then just put some red things on the side of the screen or put a zombie sticker over there. But that is absolutely not what we came for, Andrew. We came for the zombies. And having a single zombie that they can stab with a knife every episode, or pulling zombies out of wells, although that was awesome and so stupid. But we didn't... Andrew, to expect that they're going to have this drama, right, where everybody gets to have their storylines played out and this and that, only for the people that you have the attachment to be murdered.
Every episode is for like one person. That's kind of ridiculous.
Right. They focus on everybody, and then a zombie eats them. What kind of closure is that? Right? So that they always have an out. They have this nice big story, and you find out everything about this person.
And then they're bitten by a zombie, and what? What happens then?
Speaking of people being bitten by zombies, Andrew, how did you feel about the last bastion of morality? The old man, I can't remember his name.
Dale.
Getting murked?
Dale. Yeah. It was an emotional moment. I teared up a little
shut the fuck
bit.
Up. Yo, please speak regularly. Speak like a normal person.
Honestly, I didn't see it coming at the moment, at the time. I didn't think the show would go there with Dale and how, because I knew that the show, they made it very clear. They literally said it out loud that the group was broken. That, they didn't really have a sense of trust about them anymore, and I didn't know how they were going to force the group to come back together, but I didn't think they would go so far as to kill Dale. I thought it was going to be the moment when we would have Shane being outed as this horrendous individual, as someone who we don't want our group being run by. But it was a moment, to be honest.
Can I tell you that I was kind of looking for, you know, they were about to shoot him, right? Because it's a mercy killing. And it was almost as if they were looking at each other to see, you know, do we have any last words to say to him? And I was waiting for somebody to say to him, you know, just thought you might know that we decided not to kill the guy. you know, I thought that would be like just the extra layer of cheese that was needed for that moment, because I felt that moment was just a little bit overdone.
We're not broken.
So I guess that's pretty much all we can say about The Walking Dead season 2 at this point.
Plus, the thing though, having Rick be the one who has to shoot all his friends, can't be easy. Right? So, of course, you know, he's going to die. That is part of his evolution. That is why the show is mostly focused on what he's doing. They don't have time to develop all these other characters, and having them sit put for that long is a bit ridiculous. And they really shouldn't have done it. It made the show feel less, I don't want to use the word kinetic.
It just felt stagnant. Yeah, it lost its. It was just kind of inert, you know.
I guess it did. It did have those moments leading up to the end where nothing much was.
No, we're not talking about leading up to the end. We're talking about leading up to the middle. Aren't we? Both of us. Yes. To the end.
The end is awesome.
The end. Those last, say, four episodes were all fantastic, and they all kind of built up to the last episode in this great archipelago or whatever, like crescendo kind of way. It was beautiful to watch those last few episodes.
So Douglas, in that last episode, were you expecting Herschel to get murked?
Of course not.
with his final stand at the house with the shotgun, and you're questioning how many shells can a shotgun hold?
I was expecting him to get murked.
Herschel, sorry. I just think of the other old guy. Apologies.
Names.
Yeah, actually, no. I thought he was going to stay there and just kind of get subsumed by the crowd, you know? if it wasn't for Rick, who snapped him out of it, he would have.
Look, bitch. You can't stay here. You simple bastard. We need to leave.
And I thought it was really horrible that Rick drives off, and right as he drives off, Andrea is her name.
Yeah.
Kind of comes running and is like, "Yo, red car, what the fuck?"
Guys, if you could find it in your heart to wait for me,
the Shane Apprentice,
that would be great.
And you know she's gonna hold that against them, and
oh hell yeah, like she has that kind of personality. She is
warring
the grudgeful
sects
type
of people, you know.
I like how during the zombie apocalypse, people have find other shit to to consume their time. Like, you know, instead of focusing on staying alive, let's do anything but. It's a bit dicks to each other, which it's good news.
Perfect sense.
It's good to know.
Anyways, guys, as I said, I think that's pretty much it. Is there, unless there's anything else you guys really want to bring up about this past season, maybe predictions for future seasons? I don't think any of us are actually reading the comic.
No, I haven't read it. Have you?
No, I don't read books for anything until
it's over.
The show is done. Exactly.
No real predictions. I mean, other than clearly you've got two separate sets of folks running after each other. And the fact that everybody's gonna be all like, who does Rick think he is? Kind of bullshit for the first few episodes.
Oh, how about that insanely kind of annoying bit at literally the end of the season where he's like, where Rick is doing his speech and he's saying, yes, I still think there's somewhere out there that we can be, and the camera pans over
yeah.
to some building in the far area.
Well, not even far. It's clearly really close, right, which is what, and it's obvious that's where season 3 is gonna be. They're gonna find it, and you know,
they're going to rip off Danny Boyle even more. That will be the mansion that is heavily guarded, but there's all men, and they're going to rape all the women, and Rick will have to shoot every single one of them. And even less people will be alive. Even less people will be alive. That is what I want. There's too many alive people.
You know what? So, this show needs to. You know how this show needs to end? Let's say after another two or three seasons,
mm-hmm.
People are going to just kind of like fall as it goes along, and then there's going to be just Rick left, and he's going to have to. And
Rick
in the last
and his
episode
son.
Of the
Rick
last
and
season,
his
he just
son.
Kills himself, and he's just like done.
Yes.
It's going to be Rick and his son, and it'll be The Road all over again.
No, please, dear Lord, no.
You didn't like The Road?
No, I love The Road, but that is depressing as all hell. Especially that book. Holy shit.
Oh, you read the book?
The book is, to listen to the book, is 4 hours, and I've never been more depressed in my life. It is
I listen to that
the
book,
most depressing
it is
thing I've ever.
Amazingly depressing.
Do not. You can't read that book, dog. It sucks the life. Like, by the time the book ends,
mm-hmm.
you're so... I've never been that happy for a book. And it doesn't end on a high note.
I'm sure it doesn't.
But I was so happy to not have to go through this with these people anymore. Like, multiple times during the book, I'm like, they should just kill themselves.
No. But you see, therein lies the thing that I loved so much about that book and the movie. For so long in that book, and I believe it's a whole of it, you realize that the guy only has one bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he can't just kill the two of them. He has to he has to make the hard choice of saying, okay, I'm going to kill my son
and
I'll take all the horrible
throw
shit
himself off a cliff. That's what I would have done.
You know what?
The son is so naive to it.
When you're in luck, you throw yourself off the cliff
and live.
But you couldn't
and then you'd live long enough to feel
there, like,
to feel these people cooking you and eating you alive.
Right. And the son is not helping situations. He's so naive. It's as if he doesn't realize that the world has ended. I don't care if you're a small child. Look around you. We've been walking for months.
It's not... you see roses? Good. Be
hell
quiet.
Is wrong with you,
I mean, I never read the
yes.
book. I watched the movie. But... And I don't know if the book ends like this, but... tell me if I'm wrong, because it's been a while. But in the end of the movie, the father dies and he realizes that this good family has been following him the whole time, right?
That the same thing happens in the book.
Okay, so when it got to that point, the first thing and the only thing that went through my mind was, really? You mean they could have just stayed in that underground place with all those beans and shit for the rest of their lives?
No, they couldn't.
Or at least the next, like, month?
Yeah, but...
You know?
They could have probably stayed there longer, but...
because they left because the father was all paranoid that somebody was following them. And, you know, it could have just been that...
But
they maybe they shared...
You realize
with
that that's the same thing...
Too.
That's the same thing the other family was doing. They didn't approach them because they were paranoid. They were trying to make their family be safe and such. And that's mm-hmm. what was kind of great about the ending to me.
Yeah. Remind me, what was wrong in that movie again? Something about, like, people... There were bad people, or they're like mad people or something like that.
No, it wasn't so much mad people. It was just that the world had gotten to a point where the only way someone could survive realistically was cannibalism.
Right.
Yeah, there was nothing else.
So he had to protect himself and his son from being captured by a group of these people who had gone to cannibalism and eating them alive and raping them and such.
Oh, okay.
Because people are like, fuck, the world's over, we can do whatever we want.
We're not criminals, we are
cannibals.
Yes.
Who is going to judge us? We're just crazy people.
What's wrong with being a cannibal?
I was disappointed in that movie that they kind of... I don't think they changed it as much as they left out how the mother ended up. How she died.
I don't think you can put that much depressing shit into 1 minute.
That's why no one made the movie. Till she ran away. I think they changed it in the movie till she ran away.
Why would anyone have made that movie? It's
kind of implied that she ran away to kill herself. But yeah, it's like one day
in
she
the book
just
it
walks
is,
out of
in the book it is very explicit.
Yeah, I remember Andrew was telling me that, like, when I watched it, he was like, oh, she like got raped or like ended up with a gang or something.
That's why
I
part of the reason I like watching movies first before reading the books is that when you watch a movie, you get all the imagery, and then so you have someone to place into the roles while reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's something different in the book that is not in the movie,
it's kind of difficult.
I can understand that, you know, yeah, the movie is an hour and a half and this book can take as long as the writer wants. There's, what the heck? Is it Catch on the Rye? There's some book that I recently read because time has it on its top 100. No, The Adventures of Oggy March.
Oh, I don't know
when
I talk.
The book is horrendous. And it takes 26 hours to listen to.
Jeez.
And nothing happens, though.
Speaking of bad
26
books,
hours.
You want to know what book at least I have found completely boring? And I remember I was listening to BBC once, and they were talking about this book was amazing, and it's done by this, like, best-selling and critically acclaimed author. And the name of the book is fantastic. It's actually on the phone that you're playing with now. It's called The Mailman Only Rings Twice.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
And it's actually been made into a movie, like, in the 80s or the 70s with Jack Nicholson. And so, you know, that alone kind of... I was like, okay, that's fair star power. That sounds
right.
Like something great. And the synopsis that they gave in the news was, well, I'm sure it wasn't really news. It was some sort of program. It was sounded so good. Something about how this guy comes into this town in LA and works for this Greek guy that owns like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he falls enough in love with the Greek's wife, or he has a thing with the Greek's wife.
Of course,
yeah. And then they kill him, but they get away with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, like, they have to... Something bad happens, and somebody kills somebody else, and the guy gets framed for it, or something like that. Like, it's almost like, you know, you get what you deserve, but not... because you deserve that specific thing, almost kind of thing. And so it sounded to me, at least, and I know I'm going all over the place because I really don't remember exactly what the synopsis was, but it sounded very intriguing to me. And I'm reading it and I'm like, where? this book is rubbish. It's also very small, which I guess I might try and go back to it again and read it because it's not that long, but it just was not what my mind's eye made it out to be.
I've been recently considering getting the Hunger Games Kindle to see if the book is really better.
Absolutely.
People keep shouting.
I hear that it's much more gory, but that's, you know.
I mean, Harry Potter got away with it because the lady can write. All the others. Twilight and Hunger Games, why? I'm a grown man. How would I do that? There's so many other better books that I haven't read. Why would I do that now? I understand.
Hi and welcome.
Yes. Hi and goodbye. No. Welcome and goodbye. No. Damn it. How does he close out the podcast?
You know what? Fuck it. Thanks for listening and good night.